Gio Gonzalez, that line is like 7 walks, 8 strikeouts, 3 hits, 1 run only. That's crazy. But Gio did the same thing last year. He had a great April, and then from May on, it went south. I kind of expect him to have a nice pullback going forward. I mean, I don't think he'll be terrible, but I don't think he's really going to be that good. And I do own some Robbie Ray shares, but I know I have a feeling at the end of the season, I'm going to wish I owned a lot more.
Yeah,
it, might go
and,
it,
and as far as far as that Jacob Turner thing goes, good points. But you know, with Gio, it's just like coming into last night, he had 11 walks in his first 5 starts, and then he has that kind of Gio game that comes out of nowhere, and he loses all control, and he starts walking the park. As far as return, I agree with you. Maybe put a buck or two on it, but he hasn't done anything yet to impress me. Yeah, he's got the pedigree of being the high pick, but he hasn't done nothing. With Gio, he just drives you crazy like that.
Yeah. I'm going to need a pitcher because I'm about to lose Cole. Yeah, but I lost Cole.
The thing with Turner, the only reason I would even like to say he's a deep league spec, but I'm looking in a season where Trevor Cahill, J.C. Ramirez, these are all names that, you know, we're all...
Derek Holland.
And just look, out of the top... 6 pitchers this season. 3 of them right now are currently on the DL. Syndergaard, Bumgarner, and Kluber.